Welcome to Shear number 4, and we are continuing to discuss some of the overall rules related to brachos. One is not allowed to say God's name without reason, but it is permissible to say Hashem's name as a praise or thanks in a supplicatory manner as part of davening and brachos. What is included in saying God's name without a reason? So saying any of Hashem's names that may not be erased, and there are 7 such names. However, nicknames of God such as Rachum and Chanun, etc., are not included in this category. One is not permitted to say God's name in vain in a different language. Although there are those that disagree with this, Rav Forst says that it's proper to be stringent, so I'm not sure exactly what the limitations of this are, but that's what he says. Just like one is not permitted to say God's name without a purpose, so one's also not allowed to say a bracha without a purpose. So for example, if you have 2 fruit in front of you, and both have the same bracha, and you make a bracha on one, and intend to cover the other as well, and this is proper as we're going to see. So if you now recite a bracha on the second one, so that is a bracha levatal. One is not allowed to make up their own bracha. Another type of bracha that one is not allowed to recite is called a bracha she'ena tzricha. And this means that you cause yourself the need to recite an extra bracha when one would have sufficed. So, for example, you make a bracha on a fruit and specifically have in mind that you do not want to include a second fruit. And now you decide that you want it, so you need to make a second bracha. Another example, so I eat the fruit, recite a brei nefashos, and then I take another fruit and recite another bracha on it. So in both of these cases, your first bracha really should have been enough to cover both fruits. One is also not allowed to purposely divide a meal in half. So for example, I wash, eat, bench, then I wash again to make 2 meals, so you're not allowed to do that. Now, even though a bracha shena tzricha must be avoided, it's not as serious as a bracha levatala. There is a machlokas if a bracha levatala is an isser diraisa, akin to saying God's name in vain, or if it's an isser dirabanan. Those that say it's biblical say that this is the isser of lo sisa es shema Hashem Elokech al Hashav, while others say it's rabbinic since we can understand that it's said as a manner of praise and thanks to God. If a person says God's name in vain, or bracha levatala, you should quickly say Baruch Shein Kvo Malchuso La'olam Va'ed. If you accidentally say the words Baruch Ata Hashem, then you should finish Lamdeni Chukacha, because this is a full pasuk, and therefore you have not said Hashem's name, Levatala. If you continued into the next word, Elokeinu, or even if you just said Elokei, you should finish by saying Yisrael Avinu Me'olam Ve'ad Olam, as this is a partial pasuk, and then because it's only a partial pasuk, you should follow it by saying Baruch Shem. There are times when one can say God's name outside of a bracha. So for example, a person who is learning Gemara, you get to a pasuk, and of course if you're learning Tanakh, you can, and you should, Rabbi Forrest writes, say the name of Hashem, and this comes from the Yavetz. However, when the Gemara mentions a bracha, one should not say God's name when reciting the bracha. When teaching children brachos, one may say Hashem's name, but if possible, it's better to say the beginning of the name and let the child finish the rest independently. One may not answer amen to this kind of bracha because it's only to educate the child. And the same halacha is applied to an adult who does not know how to say brachos. When a person wants to say something with God's name for some other purpose, so instead of saying Hashem's name, you're supposed to fill in the word Hashem, which means the name. And one should avoid using Ado Shem, which is not considered honorable. Brachos are psukim that have been recorded, so there are those that say one should only listen to them for constructive purposes, but if one's listening for learning purposes, then this is okay. One should only listen to these recordings in a clean location, and that's defined by a place where you personally could say God's name. When it's unclear if a bracha is warranted, one may not recite it, because that's a possible bracha levatala. And even if you can join multiple sfeikos together in favor of reciting a bracha, you're still not allowed to say it. So for example, you ate a possible kezias, which is a full beria, or otherwise known as beria. So perhaps it was a kezias. And even if it's not a kezias, there are those that say that you always need to make a bracha achrona on a beria. Nevertheless, this is usur. The poskim say that if you're in a suffix situation, to recite the bracha in your mind. And others say you should say it out loud, but skip God's name. So the best thing to do is to say the bracha out loud, but say Hashem's name in your mind. And this is the halacha by all brachos that are rabbinic. Now, when it comes to benching, assuming that you're full, you're obligated to bench on a Torah level. So in this case, if you're unsure if you recited Brichas HaMazon, you must say it, and this includes the fourth bracha, which is rabbinic. Now, if you did not eat enough to feel satiated, the Yarei Shemayim should wash, eat more, and then bench. There's a machlokas if women need to repeat benching in a situation of a safek, and the halacha is that if a woman wants to, then she may. And finally, there's a machlokas if the bracha of Me'ein Shalosh for Shivas Haminim, colloquially known as Alamichya, is from the Torah, or if it's rabbinic. So, let's say one ate enough fruit or grain so that they're full, and now you cannot remember if you made an Alamichya or not, so you should eat more, and then your after bracha will cover both. So this concludes shir number 4, and in our next shir we will continue to discuss various rules related to brachos.